This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I see what you're doing there. Adam Jones joins us at 8:30. Oh, man. You're Mary Franklin, dude. Are the O's hurting their relationship with the fans by raising ticket prices and changing ticket plans? I say yes, but I don't know whether that hurt is temporary or permanent. I don't know whether they lose people. I'll give you an example. My buddy Holtz texted me yesterday when it happened, and he was not happy. Mm-hmm. He'll be back. Once he takes a breath, he'll be back. I don't think everybody – he's a baseball lifer, though. I don't know if everyone feels that way.
I don't know either, because I know people who have – it's Ravens tickets particularly, for whatever reason, you know, the kneeling initially, then PSL prices. And there was a variety, the new thing with the Black Wing Club. They really have given up the seats. So some people, they not just threaten, they actually do it. So it's possible.
Yeah. Sometimes people feel like they can be pushed and pushed. Until you can't push.
That's
anymore.
What happens eventually. Yeah. Like, you know, was it network? Yeah, it throws. I just not going to take it anymore. That's how it goes. After a while, it's like, that's enough. I'm done. And some people, when they're done, they're done. You know, some people just threaten it. Like, oh, I'm never doing this again. I'm done. I'm out. I know people that when they say they're done, they are done, and they don't come. They don't reverse field. So, I hope that doesn't happen. But this, I just think the timing of this was terrible. Just do.
Yeah.
I really do. It's like another time, not now.
And I got to be honest with you, Ed, the ticket price increase to me is not the story, because it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's when the ticket prices were raised.
I totally agree. It's like ticket prices happen. No one likes it, but they happen.
Yeah.
And I remember whenever you do even the Ravens, that postseason thing, they would do what they used to do. Don't do anymore, but Dick Cass would be there when he was the president of the team. And his role, his only real role was to talk about ticket prices, because the coach handled most calls. You know, you had the GM, you had Harbaugh, you had the Costa or Ozzie at the time. But when Cass was, it was about ticket prices, and that was it. So you know they're going to go up,
right?
But you don't announce it after, like I said, if the Ravens had a 5-12 season or something, not now. You do it after you have a run like they're having, where they're, you know, 13-4, and you go to the playoffs every year. Orioles, same thing. Like, you want to raise, you should have done when you won 101 games. And said, you know, we need more money for whatever. Don't say you got to keep up with them. It's the price of inflation.
Like you had a horrible day at work, Ed. You go home and you tell your wife how bad your day was. And she says, well, I got some other news for you. And it's more bad news.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the bad news can happen, but just not right now. How about wait and tell me? You know?
Yeah.
You know, how about give me another time?
Yep.
You know, you extend Jackson Holiday. Oh, and by the way, ticket prices are going up. You know, give us something like that. in the offseason, you sign a free agent, but they can't wait that long because they're starting to sell them now. But I get it. I think you and I are on the same page. Ticket price is going to go up. That's just how sports are. That's how everything else is in life. Everything goes up.
Yeah.
I think the Oriole fans right now are just upset at the timing of it all. 410-583-1057. A couple weeks after you sell everything off with a team, which was something that had to happen. I believe they won that, to be honest with you. But that's not what most fans want. They don't want to see Cedric Mullins leaving. They don't want to see Ryan O'Hearn leaving. They don't want to hear the fact that you have Laureano for another year, but you trade him too. They don't want to hear that. And then you tell them ticket prices are going up.
Right. I mean, by the way.
Yeah, this is what they're dealing with right now. And I think, Joe, I think that's why they're being accused of being tone deaf. Because it's like, we're telling you we don't like the moves that you recently made, and now you increase the prices. Well, I think the price increase was going to happen long before the trade deadline.
I do too. But, you know, you have the option to not do it at that moment. And, like, what I really don't get about this, because I don't care what – I've worked in big organizations. I've run them. It's like – you have, you know, they don't have marketing in police department, but you have kind of, you know, you do have public affairs and things like that, try to, you know, get good stories out and keep the image polished and things like that. There's a time for this, you know, and sometimes you can say, nah, you know, we just had a bad shooting. We just had whatever happened. We had a scandal. No. Here, it's like your general manager, I mean, you can't sugarcoat it. Michael Eyes is under, the seat's hot. I mean, they're talking about him nationally now. You know, people here are angry, right or wrong. And it was a lot of misinformation. Like, we have people saying he's not trying to extend people. He won't do it. That's not true. He hasn't done it. But Boris himself has said two of his clients, the Orioles have tried to, you know, sign to extensions. It was Gunnar and Holiday. And no, he didn't want to do it. So it's not that they're not trying. It takes two people. Yeah. Both parties have to agree to it. So... but the point is, he's under fire. So why would you, your GM is under fire, make this announcement that, oh, by the way, the team's terrible, the GM is on a hot seat, and we're going to charge you more money next year. Like, really? Now you say this. Okay. It's not going to be received well.
So let me ask you this before we go to break, start taking some calls. Are you saying they shouldn't have raised ticket prices this year at all? Or are you saying they should have announced it now?
I'd say both. They should not have raised ticket prices after a terrible run like this. Mm-hmm. You can wait. We're not having a bake sale for the Baltimore Orioles. So that is dumb to me. You just wait. Do it next year. Wait. See if we have a better 2026, because you probably will if the people are healthy. You'll be back, I assume, where you were. Wait till next year. I can't believe this was necessary right now. And the timing, if it was necessary, the timing sucked.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn is on medical leave. He will be back soon with a speedy recovery. We want to hear from you. Are the Orioles hurting their relationship with the fan base by raising ticket prices and changing ticket plans? Because that's part of the story as well. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed North, Rob Long, Jeremy Conn on sick leave. AJ Francis and Moose Pro Wrestlers will be in studio at 9 o'clock. That ought to be interesting. Yes, it is. Let's go out to the phone line right now. Are the Baltimore Orioles hurting their relationship with the fan base by raising ticket prices and changing ticket plans? Let's go to Jessica in Baltimore. Good morning to you, Jessica.
Good morning, fellas. Love listening to you every morning while I'm on my way to work.
Thank you very much.
Now, I am a Baltimore Orioles season ticket holder. I've been a season ticket holder for over 12 years now.
Uh-huh.
And yesterday I got a robocall from the Baltimore Orioles that said I needed to check my inbox for an email. And that's when I got the email about them changing the ticket plans. And I'm actually not sure I'm going to renew
anymore. Is it the timing or the money?
I would say the timing definitely
makes
me upset. I've sat through the 100 lost seasons. I don't want to do that anymore. It was not fun. And I want to see them, like you guys said, I want to see them sign somebody, even just one.
Now, do you
want to see these new owners do something the old owners did not?
You heard Adam say it's a retooling, not a rebuild. Do you agree with that?
I trust Adam. I hope it is.
Okay.
But that question mark's in the back of my mind because of how this organization has been in the past.
Understood. Jessica, I got nothing. Understood. Thank you very much. 410-583-1057. He said this year was a slap in the face. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that 2-3 years from now, when his team picks back up where they left off in 2024, we look back and we call 25 a slap in the face. Damn, what was 2025? Oh, we just got slapped in the face. We're all right. We're all right.
Yeah.
We're fine.
It's kind of, you know, I would say kicking the balls, but yeah, it's kind of the same thing. But yeah.
Not for Jessica.
No.
That's why we got to go with slap in the face.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's get David in Woodlawn. What's up, David?
How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm fine. So I see the ticket rise as evidence of Baltimore Orioles being tone deaf and just plain incompetent. And it also is a continuance of some of their practices in the past. I had a friend of mine who has a 27 game plan that he's not going to renew. He told me last night that last year, if you wanted to go to the playoffs, you had to pay for all the playoff games possible. You know, even if they didn't get to the World Series, you still had to pay for it. And then instead of them refunding your money when they didn't make the playoffs, I mean, they didn't go past the first round, their money got assigned to next year's playoff plan, games, what's the name? So they didn't get a refund. They had to, whatever money they played for the playoff was put into next year's game package.
David, we're new to the playoffs around here, but
right.
That's kind of standard practice around baseball.
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of standard practice.
Well, about what they just did.
Yeah, that's a different story.
Okay, now they got you don't know what the product is going to be. The product that they have is it appears to be inferior to what you already had this year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How are you going to make people pay more and have the people who had the packages extend their packages when nobody knows what the product is going to be?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest problem we have right now is what I'm hearing, Ed.
Mm-hmm.
People don't have faith in the Orioles. They don't have faith in them turning back
right.
in the right direction. If they had faith, then they would buy the tickets knowing that the team would be better next year. They don't have faith in that.
Yeah. No, well, can you blame them? I mean, they're in goal by what they see. And if you got a long history, recent history of terrible baseball, losing baseball, and you have 2 years of three good and two really good years, mm-hmm. and then we revert back to what the people were used to for a decade and a half. I don't blame them. They don't, you know, they're not believing because they haven't seen a big enough body of work yet that this team's going to be good for 5-8 years like that.
Let's go to Stan in Severn. What's up, Stan?
How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well today. But here's my complaint. I've been a 13-game plan owner for the last 7 or 8 years. And the problem with that, when I received the message, was that, okay, we'll go to 20 game. We'd go to 20 game. But now they say we can't have our same seats. Now we're going to pay more money, and we can't guarantee our seats. Then they want us to renew in August, and we don't know where we're sitting. That's a problem. And I don't know how you do business that way. We like our seats. We paid for our seats. Now they're going to change our seats, and we don't know where we're sitting. And then they want us to renew.
Hey, thanks a lot, my friend. Appreciate the call. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Harry in Bel Air. What's up, Harry?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Good, thanks. You know, I know what Adam Jones, I love Adam Jones. I think he's a great player, but he's working for the Orioles, and he said it's a retooling. This is a rebuilding. I'm sorry.
How's it rebuilding?
It's a rebuilding because they got four players, you know, the five or six players, first rounders, second rounders, whatever. They got rid of nine players, okay?
Okay. Now they got rid of O'Hearn, Luriano, Arias, Baker. Who else? You got a combination of one all-star appearance in that. Meanwhile, you have Adley Rutschman with multiple all-star appearances. Henderson with multiple. Westberg been an all-star game. You got a runner-up and rookie of the year. Your core is still here. You get rid of those guys, you got to rebuild. You got rid of role players. You don't rebuild because you got rid of role players.
But it doesn't matter. I mean,
it does matter. They're role players.
I've been watching the Orioles since 1966.
I don't care if you've been watching them since 1954. They got rid of role players. What are you talking about? Your history of watching the Orioles don't make you right. They got rid of role players. What are you talking about? You have the combination of about 8 all-star appearances still on the team. You got rid of role. O'Hearn has not been good since May. Luriano was that. That's the biggest loss for me.
That was the biggest loss. He played the best.
Arias was on. You got rid of. You don't rebuild because you got rid of role players when you keep your nucleus. What, every time somebody that works for the team speaks, you discredit them because they work for the team. Maybe they work for the team means they know more about the team than you do. You ever think about that? I don't want to talk to my doctor. Why? Because he works for the hospital. that make any sense whatsoever.
Oh, that's a real thing. That's another one. I put people listen to doctors. They're in bed with Big Pharma. They don't care.
I don't want to listen to Adam Jones because he works for the team. Maybe Adam Jones working for the team means he knows more about the team than you do.
Tell you something. That if you're ever unfortunate enough to have a doctor say, my friend, you have cancer, yeah, you'd be running to the doctor.
That's like people who hate the police.
Exactly, yes.
You need the police. Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping, whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.